Hi, this is Pastor Roger Jimenez from Verity Baptist Church in Sacramento, California. Today, I'm making a video to answer the question, is it wrong for Christians to get tattoos? If you are a Christian who's considering getting a tattoo, I would like to give you four reasons why you should choose not to get a tattoo. Reason number one is because the Bible clearly commands to not print any marks upon you. In Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 28, the Bible says, "You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord." In this verse, we have a very clear command. It says, "Nor print any marks upon you." Therefore, getting a tattoo is a sin because it would be printing a mark upon your body. Now, some people will try to dismiss this verse by saying, well, it says not to do it for the dead. But what the verse says is that ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead. The next statement says, nor print any marks upon you. But even if you were to dismiss this verse for that reason, the second reason to not get a tattoo is because God created you exactly how He wants you. In Psalm 139 and verse 14, the Bible says this, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." In this verse, we are told that we were created by God fearfully and wonderfully. God created you exactly how He wants you. And listen, guys, if God wanted the name of your ex-girlfriend across your shoulder, He would have put it there. Listen, ladies, if God wanted a picture of a fairy on your lower back, He would have put it there. God created you exactly how He wants you, and we need to learn to be content with that. The third reason that you should not get a tattoo is because tattoos symbolize a worldly lifestyle. When you think of somebody having tattoos over their bodies, you generally don't think of somebody who's going to church faithfully, who's out in the community preaching the gospel to the lost, who's reading the Bible every day and praying every day. In fact, when you do meet someone who's reading the Bible every day and praying every day and is faithful to church and is out soul winning and they have tattoos all over their bodies, they generally have a testimony of coming out of a worldly lifestyle. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." The Bible says that God wants us to present our bodies holy and acceptable. Well, how do we do that? Well, in verse 2, He says this, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The Bible says that the way that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, is by not being conformed to the world. And when someone gets a tattoo, they are conforming themselves to the style of the world. The last reason that I would like to give you for not getting a tattoo is because your body does not belong to you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19, the Bible says, "What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" Verse 20 says this, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." The truth of the matter is that if you're saved, your body was not only created by God, but it was purchased by God. And you don't have the right to do what you will with it. Now, if you're a Christian and you're watching this video and you have tattoos, this video is not meant to make you feel bad or to look down on you or to make you feel like a second-class citizen. Getting a tattoo is a sin like any other sin. Just confess it to God and move on with your life. But if you're a Christian who's considering getting a tattoo or considering getting more tattoos, I would encourage you to really think about the things that you learned in this video and to choose not to get a tattoo. If you're watching this video and you like it, we want to encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you have an idea of a video that we could make, maybe something in the current events or a biblical question that we can answer, you can leave your idea in the comments below. Hope that was helpful. Thanks for watching.